Freedom Fiends, broadcasting live from the amygdala of liberty, activating your mirror neurons with the spooky sounds of a serotonin flood at a distance. This is your reminder that the Freedom Fiends is brought to you by the BIPCOT No Government License. That means it is free to use except by governments. Find out more at BIPCOT.org.
That was spectacular, Dobby.
That was great. I love it. I'm nebulizing in your honor.
We hear that. Nebulize away.
You guys are out there all call. You guys are out there smoking all your like herbs and spices and stuff. I'm over here with the big money, big pharma drugs. I got the real deal here, man. You little kids with your pot and your mushrooms. I got the real deal, brother.
Wait, there's mushrooms?
Freedom Fiends, brought to you by Big Pharma. Okay, I'm Michael Dean. I'm stuck in Wyoming by doctor's orders. I'm the boy in the bubble. Who we got there in New Hampshire?
This is Dobby Barker, and I have recently been renamed the on-demand pamphleteer.
Jim Jesus nice. Says that's the worst name ever for wrestling.
Well, you know, Jim Jesus should make a Cards Against Humanity card about it.
Indeed.
Well, this is James Babb, and you can call me the Rowdy Mud Skipper.
Ooh.
I like that.
And this is Chandler, and I'm the, what am I, Jabbering Coon Cat, I think.
Yep, I'm the Iron Hamster. I'm the Iron Hamster. And, James does the Fija ad, the new Fija free, freely informed jury ad that we have on here. And he's the newest fiend. And he will feed you a whole bunch of truth about Fija and liberty.
Ooh.
You like that pun, James? You ever heard that before?
No.
Really?
No, and I hope
probably
you never hear it again.
With good reason. Yeah, I came up with that today. I worked hours on that today. I'm glad you like it so much.
Good stuff.
So what's on everybody's mind? How's your pork fest going?
It's getting drier.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, our campsite's still a swamp, but hey, at least the rain stopped, right?
Sort of. Well, today was like torrential downpour.
Well,
with
in
a slight
spurts,
chance of
though.
Sun.
Yeah, in spurts. Like, you know, like sun came out and then it decided to like downpour and then stop and downpour again.
Our site is totally flooded. The Babb compound is a swamp, and we've deployed like 20 pallets.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the smart man, man.
It's awful.
You've got the pallets going down.
Yeah, my theory, though, is it's not the rain, but there's like a broken water line under my campsite, and it's just like been disguised by the rain.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen this kind of flooding at my site before.
Yeah, you know, this is my third year here, and every year it's rained. Like,
I heard it's government sabotage. I heard it might be. Is it made?
That weather machine,
Maggie.
They're harping us.
Yes.
No, it's not the federal one. It's the state one. It's Governor. I heard Governor Maggie is airdropping ticks and sent a tornado and increased the rain today.
Yeah, we had tornado warnings and everything too.
Yeah, like warnings of like 600 mile per hour wind or something crazy.
Yeah,
like that.
I know. I was driving from Maine, and they were like, "Hey, be careful of the tornadoes."
And yeah, tomorrow whatever. We all wake up in the land of Oz.
Hey, works for me.
I am looking for those waiter pants that people have. I don't know. Instead of having people stand around on these pallets, I was thinking about just deploying these like fishing waders to all the people at our campsite.
Oh, they're great, man. Yeah. They work so
Barack
good.
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
He sure Sankey, does.
Sankey has the night off. That's James.
All right, James. Well, now we have two Jameses.
Yeah, we have two Jameses.
That's going to be too confusing. Okay.
We'll call him Billy Bob.
Let's rename him Randy.
Billy Bomb Bab.
No, we have a Randy,
we
too.
We have a Randy, too.
Oh, no.
I got to meet Randy today. I was totally psyched about that.
Awesome. Yeah. It's like a big team-building exercise for the Fiends. Like, once a year, we meet each other. Sort of. Some of us.
Kind of, sort of.
It's so that we can, like, continue to form those group photographs and, you know, photo. I really want to Photoshop them all together.
Have we got the reenactment of the bathroom photo yet?
No. I don't know if the bathroom is still here, isn't it? I mean,
it is. It is.
It is. And it still has no divider.
It's not finished yet?
It looks like a picture, but... Remember before it was like spackled over the nails? I think they've actually, like, the walls are
white. It's all white, which would be even better because then the meme makers can, like, put any background in they want. So we need to get that done with at least one female. At least one female. And we need to. And Nicole, who took the picture last year, said she'd be the female in it if we couldn't get a, you know, MK Lords or a Diana. Diana will do it though. She'll be here Thursday. But we need to get.
Is she coming Thursday?
Right. Yeah, we need to clear. She's bringing more Bipcot licenses to license everyone in the camp, and you need to put one of those up between the toilets on the wall when you take that picture.
I need to get a Bipcot flyer for my little breakfast sandwich vending station. Too.
Well, if you I have if more not, at the Bitcoin Bombs tent.
Yeah.
Do you think Dime Cards? The Velociraptor is attending Porkfest this year. I hear he was cast in Jurassic World. Maybe he's not here.
I saw him in the woods earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shrooms awesome. Man. Groovy Shrooms Man.
Groovy Shrooms Man. That's what Velociraptors do. They wander the woods looking for mushrooms to eat.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what I do too.
Sangeeta is really kind of spiritual, but this guy, Billy Bob, who's taking her place tonight, he just wants to party. He's a frat boy.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I don't know why those things are mutually exclusive, but sure. All right.
Well, we haven't been invaded by the frat boys yet, so I guess we're lucky. I know we had predictions of that happening.
Wait a minute. I'm a frat boy. I was in a frat.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I've infiltrated. You have a frat boy on the show, man.
And what was the fraternity?
It was called Phi Gamma Delta, and we called it Fiji. And then after Fiji went away, I was part of Kappa Alpha Lambda Lambda Iota Sigma Tau Iota Pi.
I bet you're in Sigma News, man. Sigma News, the LSD
initiation, the initiation for Callisti Pi is just to be able to say the name. If you can say the name, you're a member.
Callisti Pi?
No, Kappa Alpha Lambda Lambda Iota Sigma Tau Iota Pi.
I would never dirty myself by saying that.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I was totally in a frat. I went through the initiation. I went through the Hell Week. I went through all that stuff. I got all right up there to the initiation ceremony and said, "Do you take this oath?" And I'm like, "I'm kind of in second thoughts. So I'm gonna drop out." But then I came back a year later and actually joined and lived there for a year. And
I've heard about this college host, man.
Is it kind of like Skull and Bones? I've heard of that one before.
Anarcho-communists are silly and have the logic of tiny, small, little, girly man children.
It's kind of like Skull and Bones if the bone has been like hollowed out and the skull is made into a bowl and it's essentially like a giant bong. Like
like the apple bongs?
Yeah, it's the human bong. No, right. we were you know, like most frats are alcohol frats. We were really a marijuana frat, and that completely changes the culture.
Well, I guess if I would have stuck in the college more than a year, I probably would have been in that group. But yeah, it wasn't for me.
Yeah, there's not a lot of date rape with weed, right?
No, not really.
None that I was aware of. Well, now that we've brought the show down to the bottom, why don't we...
We can bring it back up.
The first step is admitting we have a problem.
So, and let's get a...
Hey, you're the one in a frat, so...
Let's get a photo. Yeah.
You're doing visual comedy on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, we got, like, what, 12 people here? Right on.
Hey, you know, I've really met some awesome
everyone
people
say
here.
Hey.
Hey.
No, you have to get everyone to get...
You ought to say worms.
Worms. So
everybody meow.
Ed just sent me a picture. We need to get everybody in one part of the room to take the picture. Because it looks like there's four
people. I wish I could send a picture, but I have no signal out here.
Ed Reagan can.
We have some mood lighting on as well.
One of you guys up there
should
take it.
Are you recording us?
Camera.
Yes, you are. Oh. Here we go.
We have a clandestine fiend in the audience taking his own person.
Oh, Derek. No, bad, wrong, no. No lights. That's a bad touch.
Wow.
So what did everybody do today? What was your highlight for Porkfest Day 3?
I tramped around in the mud.
Yeah?
Brought me back to my youth, tripping on acid at Freedom Fest. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that?
I think you can say that. I think it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, mud, man. It's kind of
tripping, not
here.
Even twice.
You know what I did today? The highlight of my day was so CNN was here today.
What?
Yeah, see, there was a reporter from CNN here, and they were sort of going around asking people. They wanted to get a sense of people's opinion about the upcoming primary, right?
What's a primary?
Yeah, well, there's an upcoming what?
Well, they happened over to my tent, which is the Nobody campaign office, where we've got the voting machine. And she asked me, what is my opinion of the upcoming primary? I said, funny you should ask. We're running a primary right now.
Oh, that is outstanding. I'm so glad.
Who do we have on the primary? We got Megatron.
Megatron, Heisenberg, Guillotine,
Cthulhu.
Yes.
Now, describe this. You have to describe this voting machine. This is the best voting machine I have ever seen.
Megatron and Cthulhu and Heisenberg seem like the fan favorites at the moment. So you got to understand, so one of the things that we've done is we brought back the poll tax. So this voting machine has a 25-cent poll tax, and you can vote as many times as you want, but you have to understand that the odds are against you, and you probably will not get what you want.
So it's in like real life.
It's a lot like real life, and the point is that voting is gambling. So our voting machine is, in fact, a retrofitted slot machine. And the great thing about this woman was interviewing me about, like, what do you mean voting is gambling? And I'm like, she's explaining all this. And she, like, wants me to demonstrate. And I'm like, I have a quarter in my pocket. We'll vote right now. And I won twice in a row in one take.
Yeah! What is winning?
Well, I put a quarter in, I pulled the lever, and I got gridlock. I voted for gridlock, three gridlocks, awesome. And I won back $1.50. And she's like, well, as long as we have quarters, why don't we keep playing? I kept putting them in while she was talking to me. And then I won again. I got the all three, the gridlock, Megatron, guillotine. And
did you get her to put some quarters in?
No, but I did get Adam Kokesh to put some quarters. This was great, right? So, like, I'm talking to her and interviewing her, and Adam Kokesh doesn't know what's going on or who she is. So he comes up to me, and he thanks me for we moved some of his packages out of the rain while he was – whatever. So he thanks me. I said, hey, you want to vote? It's the only voting machine in the park, so if you're going to vote, you got to vote here. And this is on camera, right? And he says, well, I'm a felon. I'm not sure that's legal.
Sure it is. We're at Porkfest. We're at Porkfest. Everything's legal.
And so I say, you know what? Nobody's asking. And I gave him the quarter, and then he didn't win anything, but it was sort of a great line.
Even felons can play this voting.
Even
game.
Felons can vote for nobody.
You know, so I had posted, I had my daughter and her girlfriend make up a bunch of signs for my little breakfast coffee stand thing. And somebody said in a very sarcastic tone, do you have permits for that? Come on. Permits? This is Porkfest.
What is that word?
Yes, I have a BIPCOT license. We saw what happened.
Hey, BIPCOT, anytime somebody asks for any permit now, you just show them a BIPCOT license. And there are now pocket-sized dime card BIPCOT licenses. I just sent James Babb an image of one so you can pass it around there and show it. That's what you tell her.
Well, yeah, man. I'm putting up a big BIPCOT as soon as I can. But yeah, I mean, really, we saw what happened. What was it, Monday? When the revenue collectors
came.
Yeah. No, that needs to happen all the time. I was rolling over laughing. I was like,
you know, I think someone out there in the memosphere needs to put this together. They need to put together a puppet show of, like, satirical bureaucratic nonsense from a character named Permit the Frog.
Yeah.
This is the Freedom Feeds, and we will be back after this trip to the market.
Woohoo!
Worms.
Voting not even twice.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
What are we too busy to do, Dobby?
Too busy talking to do talk radio.
Yeah.
This is the Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
How's it going? What are we talking about? Permit the Frog.
I'm nebbing, man. Talk about Permit the Frog.
What was your peak experience today?
Well, I acquired some more pallets for the campsite, but the fun part was a reading of a play about William Penn, which is very interesting. That took place in the community, Creating Communities tent, and there were like 12 of us read this play in progress about the story of William Penn going on trial for preaching in the street, presumably, allegedly, and the jury refused to convict him, and they tried to starve him and deny them tobacco and chamber pots and things
That's
like that.
Cruel. that is cruel and unusual punishment. No toilets and no tobacco.
But it later became a sort of a rule that you're not allowed to punish the jury when they don't convict. Strangely enough. But anyway, that was a great fun reading. And Kirsten Tynan also hosted Jury Rights Jeopardy, a game show about jury rights. And
nice.
It was really hard because she totally overestimated the intelligence of the Porkfest audience.
Somebody said that, James, somebody said that I should send you some pea gravel for your campsite. I have 17 tons of it, but I don't think I can email it to you with the slow internet there.
Yeah, it'll take a while to download.
You can email it to me, man. I got high speed.
All right.
It'll work.
So you guys now have these Bipcot pocket-sized dime cards for sale at the Money Lith. And so originally, the Bipcot license was supposed to be kind of a parody of open source licenses, and, you know, parody the idea of, like, that any kind of copyright stops anybody from anything because people just do what they want anyway. But it's kind of expanded now into that, but it's also a license to do anything. Like, Davi got some of these printed out, and art I sent him was like the size of a letter size paper, but the guy at Kinko's printed two per letter size paper, and it's the perfect size, smaller, because it looks the same size as like a liquor license, you know, that you see framed in a bar. So I think we should push these things as like, and I think this is happening there at Porkfest, like vendors are putting them up. I think Bipcot is the, it's not the sovereign citizen license that you imagine would allow you to do anything. It's the making fun of the idea of licensing thing, license, that you use to license any activity.
Well, it's funny because I have a friend who has started doing photography, and he's copyrighted his stuff, and I sent him the Bipcot license, and he didn't understand it, so I need to educate him more. I was like,
yeah,
you need to do this, man. This works. Hey, you know,
really,
I know,
you just need to say is all the cool kids are doing it, man.
Yeah, well, I know you and Davi are doing more buttons, and you're doing some new round coming up soon.
I'm gonna order them during this show, man. The bigger buttons, well, I think. Well,
dude, the Porkfest, we got a button in our welcome pack, and it's magnetic. I think that's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, a magnetic button. Who would have thought? You know,
I didn't get one of those.
It was in the welcome bag. You know, it was a little Free State Project button.
I think you were probably more welcomed than I was, because I don't get that.
Well, yeah, I don't know, man. It was cool.
I guess the way that a button is constructed, you could really attach it to any sort of, like, fixture. Like, you could make cufflinks with that machine, or you could make anything.
Yeah. Well, you could use those
IUDs
for cufflinks.
IUDs?
Yeah, that would work, right?
I'm not sure. I don't want to give any medical advice.
Well, we'll try that all later. That'll be at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Hmm. I got some medical devices here. Yeah.
I guess if you're going to try that double up on your protection, try some other method.
Yeah.
Hey, is Will Coley there tonight?
Too safe.
No, he's not.
He's somewhere.
I want to get his opinion on the fact that, like, basically the Southern Rebel flag was kind of like outlawed in America overnight today.
Oh yeah, it was like blamed for the
that is so ridiculous to me.
I think it's because the shooter didn't play enough video games, and so they couldn't blame it on video games, and he didn't listen to Marilyn Manson.
I think so. It's because the shooter had a bowl cut.
It's the bowl
honestly
cut.
He had a 90s lesbian cut, man.
There you go. So,
dude, that bowl cut was too much, man.
Something was gonna crack eventually. Yeah, that's just
that's the downside the of homeschooling.
Well, hey, at least some flag has been banned. I mean, that's like
one down. Yeah, one down and like, what, four to go? Yeah.
It's a work in progress, right? Small victories.
Yeah, let's take what we can get.
I don't know that I ever want to ban flags per se. They should, like, they should, you know, in the free world, they should at least be, like, in the statist museum or something.
No.
Yeah,
sure.
I was hanging out.
So you know who to make fun of.
We'll put it in the market, man. You know, I mean, hey.
I was in Germany on Reunification Day hanging out with leftist anarchists. When they were running around burning every single flag in 1990, like East German, West German.
Black flag? I'm just kidding.
No, they should have been.
But it was black after they burned it.
Yeah. There you go.
This is the Freedom Fiends, and we will be back.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Hey, what time is it?
11:34. Well, 1:34.
No. It's like... No, it's like 1:34, right?
It depends what part of the planet you're on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. We're all good.
That was my email.
Yeah. So we were talking about the New Hampshire State revenue collectors that decided to infiltrate, or try to, very poorly, Porkfest. And, you know, my first question when I saw this video, I was cheering Ian and all the Porkfest participants that were just telling them to get lost. But why would, if you were a revenue agent for the state, and you know what Porkfest is, right?
Maybe they don't.
Why would you even bother
Maybe
coming?
They read about it in the paper for the first time today, you know? They don't know.
Yeah, but why would you bother? You know that if you come here, people are just going to hassle you. So
Maybe
why
they
would
don't.
You even bother?
Because they were ordered to come here. Why
so, yeah, well,
they're following orders.
It's the new hazing ritual for the revenue department.
They
send the new officers over here so they have a
the
good
guys
sense
who start
of
at
yeah, go,
age
go
60.
Deal with all the anarchists and the hippies, right?
The guys who start 3 years before retirement.
Yeah,
these guys look like they've been on the job for a while. Their personalities were perfectly suited for this. Like,
well yeah.
Straight, lifeless, sunken eyes, pale skin.
Yeah,
they were vampires.
Sad demeanor. No, not even as fun as a vampire.
Impotent.
Well, the second guy was, you know, the first guy was like, well, if we find anything wrong, we'll go back and talk about it in committee. And the second guy was like really quiet. He didn't say a thing. Like in the whole video.
That's
that was
what
posted.
I like out of a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Well, Ian was trying to get him to see the gun in the room. I think they honestly didn't see it.
No, of course they didn't.
You know, like they couldn't comprehend. They were like, "No, we're not going to have guns. We're not going to pull guns on you. We're going to go talk about the office."
No, he totally understood that because he was like, "Hey, that's a mighty nice festival you got here. I'd hate for something to happen to it."
Yeah.
Into your office? Is that what you're saying? You're gonna forcefully? I mean, yeah. What if I don't want to go to the office? It doesn't even have to be like what after the office, like. I'm busy. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Well, my understanding is that he did leave a form with the food vendors that if they choose to sign up for his service, they have a form they can fill out to do so.
Boy, I wish I would have been here that day.
Here's what's going to happen.
You know what I would have done with that form? I would have used it for...
Next time they come, you need to pull out a Bipcot dime card and say, I've got licenses, and then show it to them and then leave. The second thing is, this actually happened in Casper, Wyoming at a gun show, but it was a little different. There was no video, and the guy, it was basically guys from the state came in trying to collect sales tax on private gun sales at a gun show, and some guy chased him out, and he wasn't, like, sane like Ian. He was a sovereign citizen nutbag who was, like, quoting capital,
those guys are fun.
He was quoting, screaming capital letter law at the guy of like, well, since this is not income, it is not taxable under the 13th Amendment. You know, like he was trying to like, Ian was just saying, you guys are creeps, go away. The guy in Casper was trying to say there was some legal basis, but they left, but they came back, you know, next time with more people and did it. So I think what's going to happen there is nothing this year, but next year they're not going to let Rogers rent campgrounds out to people without making sure. They're going to put it on Rogers, probably.
Yeah, they probably will, but I mean, honestly, if people don't comply, what are they going to do?
Take
come back
Rogers'
with more of
license
them.
For something? Yeah. It's going to turn into the American Revolution over,
if people don't comply, they're going to experience an existential crisis and reevaluate the choices they've made in their lives.
Sounds like you're going to do mushrooms.
So speaking of the difference between the private market,
mushrooms.
The difference between the private market and the public market, I was thinking about what Davi said about helping Adam Kokesh move his stuff out of the rain.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was a gaffer on... like big Hollywood, he was like a little guy on big Hollywood movie stuff. Like that was his job, and he made, you know, $60,000 a year in the union doing that kind of work. And he told me that he'd seen situations where they were on a film shoot somewhere, it started to rain, and there's like $100,000 worth of light equipment sitting out about to get wet. And the people responsible for the lights are like a mile away doing something else. No other union can touch those lights. They have to let them be destroyed in the rain rather than the wrong union move those lights.
So we're talking about statism, right?
Statism or sadism? Yes, both.
Both, you know? I mean, hey, yeah. Waste.
Yeah, well, it's private industry that's in a government-controlled situation, which is unions.
Right, they just seize the apparatus of government to enforce their cartel, that's all.
Yeah, and then they send people to come, like, you know, try to collect money on your one-to-one transaction at Porkfest to pay for the largesse of having things destroyed and then the unions having to get bailed out. That's how the world works, little kids.
So how do I form a union for tomorrow when, like, all the hippies wake up and they want breakfast sandwiches and coffee?
Well, first of all, you need a BIPCOT license.
Oh, we're already got that covered, man.
You can do whatever you want with that thing, man. You could form a union with it.
All right.
But doesn't that mean that anybody could come in and use your equipment as long as you're not with the government? I mean,
I don't care, man.
No, it means
if
you
they
can beat them.
Cook breakfast, man, feed everyone. I don't give a.
Is the government license covered by the BIPCOT no government license?
You know, you're the second person to ask that.
Sense.
It actually is, and it actually says that on the first page of the website.
So does that mean that somebody other than government could amend the verbiage of the BIPCOT no government license and allow the government to use something
no.
that's covered?
No.
You found the fatal loophole in the whole thing. Like, bam.
No my lib pair just collapsed. Is that what you're saying?
Suddenly we have to have the government.
Only the government can prevent
brother.
The government from using things covered by the BIPCOT no government license.
You know, I think I'm going to take this enterprise home when, like, I go home Sunday. I'm going to just, like, put a sign out in my front yard, breakfast, $1.75. Come
They'll
on
stop
out.
You.
There you go.
Well,
you need a BIPCOT license, too.
Well, I'll put the BIPCOT license up.
Let the revenue generator guy know that you're not serving any food. You're just leaving food out.
And I'm helping friends, man. Yeah.
And by coincidence, those people are kind of just leaving money out.
Then everybody's guilty of littering. Or
Because as a community, we're coming together and
covered?
We're picking up the litter.
Are tip jars covered? Because, like, if I got the BIPCOT no license, no government
license,
and I just leave it. I've got the tip jar. So, are we all good with that?
A BIP jar.
A BIP jar. I am putting one of those out tomorrow.
And now accepting all donations except government.
Right, you can't accept government currency with that. You can only put your bitcoins in the jar.
Bitcoins and silver and whatever else you want to throw in there. I don't care.
Well, you could burn the government money because carbon
later.
Is worth something.
Yeah, no. I don't care. You know, and that's the thing. Like, if somebody comes out to me and is like, I don't have $1.75 for a breakfast sandwich, I don't care. Give me something. I'll feed you. You know, that's what it's all about to me.
So, I'm so statist. I sold my silver to Davi for Federal Reserve notes once.
Wow.
I have no memory of that, but I'll take your word for it.
What was the price of silver
hours.
At the time?
$26.
Last pork fest.
Yeah.
Silver's gone down lately, though, huh?
I don't know.
No.
I bought ice cream with silver today. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
From a child?
No, from Amanda Bolden.
All right.
From a government agent.
From a government agent.
Yes.
From a government volunteer. She's not getting paid. Unless she's, I don't know. I asked her.
Was she elected?
She was elected. And I asked her, I said, let's talk, let's no bid contracts and stuff. Like, I want to have friends in high places, but
can I volunteer?
She didn't go for that, huh?
No.
Well, then she's more than a volunteer. If I can't volunteer and she can, then it's more than just being a volunteer. It's an office.
Well, everybody that wants to volunteer doesn't necessarily get to be a volunteer, right? So. With any volunteering opportunity.
Well, Tim Fry says that what Porkfest is, he just tweeted that Porkfest is a 7-day hackathon for Bitcoin Nut Bombs, Freedom Fiends, and Alien Seed Software.
I agree with that.
And I think they're paying people in ticks.
Hey, that works, man.
They get bigger with time, which is a great investment.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're inflation proof because they have the inflation built in. They inflate when they suck your blood. Many ticks, poly ticks, many blood suckers.
There you go.
Government. Boo.
I got to hang out with Lynn Albrecht.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, she's such a cool woman. Man. Yeah. What a classy gal. And I told her, I said, look, when my time comes, I'm giving you my mom's phone number, okay? And I want you to coach her.
In what? I don't understand.
You should write a book on that. I'm dealing with your son being in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the, you know, I figure eventually we'll all end up where Ross is, but
I think every mother should.
Right.
I mean, come on.
I mean, right, Hillary Clinton is going to put all the fiends in jail, right?
She can try.
No, she would probably, like, pass some sort of a, like, fair and balanced, what is that called in the radio when they do that?
Oh, the fairness doctrine.
The fairness doctrine.
Yeah.
And they would force us to have as many libertarians as left libertarians on
so, the radio. So, hey, are there any leftists out okay. here? Come on, we'll debate you. No?
We'll fight
Hillary.
You.
No takers?
No, we will. We don't have
last night we tried to fight a Jew.
We didn't fight him.
We fight him?
No.
No.
He was just, you know, he wanted to explain to us whether or not Jews could eat dogs.
No, I said if he and cussed on the air, he'd get beat up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true. That wasn't a threat, though. He consented.
I ate a dog today.
Yeah?
It was good.
Yeah?
A chili dog? And cheese on it?
Was, oh, it a, man. Was it an underdog?
Yes, it was.
There you go.
It was awesome.
Mighty underdog.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that there would be some more today, but
this is just your casual reminder that Josh Coleman is a cop killer. Just saying.
Yep, I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
Josh Coleman is the cop that killed his own
left his dog in his dog. In a car.
Oh, that's cruel.
Dog lives matter, man.
Black lives matter.
Oh man.
Black lives matter.
Don't I bet my cat misses.
They do that all
right
the. Now. They do that all the time to their dogs. I hear that headline. Like I don't know if that's like when I see that headline. Like is that a news story or did somebody just post the one from 6 months ago or from last year or from? It's like it's a continuous thing. They don't care. They don't care about the dogs. They don't care.
Well,
about
that's because they pretend that they do.
The
they pretend they look at them like officers, but really they look at them like gear. That's why they leave them in the car.
Yeah. And it's a chance if anybody hurts them, it's just a chance to, you know, to put more charges on somebody. So, yo, stop resisting my dog's mouth, you know, with your face. That's more charges. Okay.
Yeah, let me know how that turns out.
I always feel sorry for the animals when I see, like, police horses or police dogs. I'm like, man, you're an animal that, like,
pig on you.
You were born with an nice
inclination. They've been subjugated.
Yeah.
I had a canine unit brought out for pamphleting one time. Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I did fully informed jury association pamphleting in Philly.
Did the dog alert for sedition?
He was sniffing for Bitcoin and he couldn't find any.
Nope. We'll have more after this trip to the market.
Worms.
Yeah.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
Chanting.
Yep.
Yeah, we are live from Pork Fest.
So,
judge
what
the
were
judges
we talking
James?
About before the break.
Yeah, we were mentioning
voting not even
judge.
Once.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we were talking about. Not even once.
And you know, there's a guy that's getting made famous now, the cop killer. So, what's his name again for everybody to remember?
Josh Coleman killed a cop.
And if you see his mom,
please do not rape the tax collectors.
So, you know, I mentioned I got to hang out with Lynn Albrecht, and which is a particular thrill for me just because she's such a nice person. She's so courageous, the mother of Ross Albrecht, the guy that supposedly was smart enough to come up with the Silk Road free market website.
Yeah.
And was recently convicted with a tougher sentence than Charles Manson got for running a website.
Go this figure, is a fact. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, go figure. Child rapists, Manson gets, murderers.
Manson's got life with parole, right?
Right. I guess, but...
I mean, he'll just, never get parole, but he gets to go to parole hearings. Albert never will.
But there was the viciousness. I don't know what that was.
That was R2-D2.
Nice.
He's talking to us.
Nice. The viciousness of Judge Forrest in the sentencing, like, really even surprised me. It was so, just so awful. And not just like life in prison, but I think it's a $183 million fine.
Yeah. How are you going to pay that, honestly?
Well, $2 a day working in the mess hall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
let me know how that turns out.
Let's put up a GoFundMe for that. Like, just so Ross will you know, sleep better at night knowing he doesn't have to worry about a $183 million bill.
I mean, honestly, if you were convicted of that, would you even worry about it?
Please do not rape the tax collectors.
Yeah. Never mind them guys.
Thank you, Zangita. I will refrain.
Well, Judge Forrest recently got her feelings hurt. Did you guys hear there was some blog? Yeah, there was some blog.
Oh, poor Judge Forrest. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
after
whatever.
This vicious sentencing, some people said some unkind remarks on the Reason blog that the Department of Justice decided they were really sad about. So they subpoenaed Reason and they want to know who the, you know, like, who are these people? Who are the subscriber accounts? Credit cards.
Okay, so I'm not a subscriber or a contributor or whatever, but yeah.
Please do not put your judges through the wood chipper.
Can we please?
It's too messy, okay? Like, right, one of the comments was...
Well, it depends who you aim at.
Some people were saying, hey, you know, she really deserves to be taken out, you know, and shot. And someone's like, don't waste the bullets. We got a wood chipper,
yeah.
You know? And, like, personally, I don't think she's even good enough for a wood chipper.
No,
okay?
No.
You know, I think, you know, hagfish, perhaps. So, anyways.
Is that like haggis?
No, this takes place at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
The final resting place.
What about a Tibetan sky burial? Like, throw her out in the desert and let the vultures pick her?
You guys
nice
really want to get me droned, don't you?
Like, no.
I'm in a set location.
Right. You know
you're not.
Well, let's keep this in mind. And
no,
we
I'm
know,
not saying
we know
this.
We know the Department
Please
of
do
Justice
not put your judges through
this,
the wood chipper.
But we are covered by the BIPCOT no government license. So
right.
I'm assuming
and I'm saying
we
not to do it.
We want.
Right, they
I'm
can't
saying
use
not
this
to
in an
it.
Indictment.
Not to mention the standard disclaimer. Like any agent who is listening to the sound of my voice should assume that anything that I advocate which is illegal, immoral, or fattening is actually satire intended to mean its opposite.
Of yes, course. I agree with that.
Yeah, including what you just said.
Including,
right. Yeah.
Especially what I just said.
Can I get a bumper sticker for that?
Some of these comments that she got her feelings hurt about were, she deserves a special place in hell. They're like, okay, DOJ subpoena. Yeah,
I agree with that.
And I'm just thinking, like, did I leave any of those comments? Like, I don't even think I saw that article, but...
Please do not give judges a sky burial.
If you were one of the ones that made any of those comments, please speak up so we can celebrate your existence.
Well, if I actually took the time to post on internet blogs, I would have made one of those comments. She was an evil, evil lady.
Evidently, at the sentencing, she went into this like half an hour diatribe. I don't know why, but we're going to get the transcript.
Did anyone listen?
Well, they were kind of forced to have it fed into their ear holes.
Worms. We're going to feed more into your ear holes after we get back from the market.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Hey, second hour of the Freedom Beans at Porkfest 12. 2016. Right, right, right. Can I get a worms from the crowd? From, come on.
Worms. It's not like cattle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whatever. There we go.
Please do not rape the tax collectors.
She's creepy.
I think Sangeeta was promoted.
She's possessed. Sangeeta's possessed.
Yep.
These things happen.
Worms.
So I disagree. I think a sky burial is perfectly reasonable. It's about closure.
Okay.
You know, it's like all of these
hippies
want to
be buried. So if the tax collectors
like
come back...
Who wants to be buried, man?
No, these hippies, they want to be buried in like a little capsule that grows into a tree, so their body grows into a tree. And
yeah, whatever.
Like, I'm part of the nature of the tree. No, why is it? Why does plant life get such preference? Why shouldn't animal life get such preference?
Well, I only have one kid, and I told her when I die, I want her to like throw me on a bonfire in the backyard and have a big party.
If I ever lose control of these molecules, I would much rather they were like flying around in Tibet than like growing in some like Californian government land preserve.
Well, how about in your backyard, man? Scattered through the air.
Just compost. No, just compost.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
compost works good.
Just compost me. I like compost. You know, no special anything, you know. Have a, you know, maybe have some people drink.
I kind of hope that I die on a Thursday, so it's like garbage day.
Would that work?
I don't know. Why not? You just, you know, you put in your garbage bag, throw it out in the dumpster.
Man, yeah, they
someone just sent me a picture. Someone just sent me a picture from that room you guys are in of somebody sleeping in the back of the room who looks dead in this picture. Are you guys doing a sky burial? It's the hippie with the green blanket over him, the green jacket over him.
We might.
Who is that?
It's a porcupine sky burial.
I'm not saying kill him. I'm saying, is he dead? I think you should check on him.
Well, he looks.
No, he's just resting.
He looks a lot more still in the photograph than in real life.
Yeah, but there's. Hey, is that Derek? Derek J's passed out with a Bipcot license on him. I need
no,
a better picture
Derek's
of that.
Not passed out. Derek J's
he's MIA,
like
man.
In the audience.
Who's this that looks like Derek? That's passed out, sitting up with a whitish shirt and black pants, with a Bipcot license on.
I have Oop. No idea.
No,
I
no, man. I don't see the person.
Pictures. All right.
Worms.
Cool.
Worms.
Yeah. What were we talking about? How did we get to Sky Barrier?
I don't know, man.
Are we done with this forest woman?
I think so.
I'd like to announce
a project, though. Before we close the door on Judge, quote-unquote, Judge Catherine Forrest,
who's that?
She was the vicious judge that thought she could send Ross Ulbricht to life for jail and fine him $183 million.
Boo.
He did run a website, okay? He did run a website. So I think it's interesting, though, that you know, why was his sentence so severe? Is it was he the biggest threat to them that they've seen? And like,
he was, though. I mean, we were talking about this. I was trying to explain to my kid the whole Silk Road and Ross Ulbricht thing, and they wanted to send a message.
Here's why I think he was such a threat. Because the biggest boon of the war on drugs for the government is civil asset forfeiture.
Yes.
And that's not something that can happen online.
Well, and there's also their own, like, poppy growing and their own drug trade themselves.
I want to see Nuremberg trials for drug warriors. I want to see Nuremberg trials for drug warriors.
Nuremberg
trials for drug warriors.
Does it have to be in Nuremberg? Like,
can we make up a new word?
Lancaster.
Lancaster trials. Right.
I like it.
Yes.
And we'll judge in absentia if they won't show up. By the way, they're not allowed here, so we'll just go ahead and judge them in absentia.
But think about it.
I want to see Lanchester trials for drug warriors.
Lanchester, Lanchester.
Law enforcement is on the take at every level of the drug war, from the local like sheriff up to the DAs, up to the senators, the whole food chain. Like, people are feeding on that. Okay, and the Silk Road upset that whole gravy train for so many government people.
For sure. Like, imagine you're like a local police department and you're like policing some drug corridor to take any cash that's going from one place to another, and then you realize, wait, it's all dried up, our whole department, we don't have all this money flowing into the department. What's going on? Well, it's just being sent by bits through the air straight from the U.S. to Canada to Mexico
to
Russia.
Well, how do we steal the bitcoins?
Well, then they cry Terrorism. Yeah, that's the big word.
We were feared.
Yeah.
And I think was it around that time they're like, okay, now everybody send the memo to TSA. We don't want any more Bitcoin going through.
No Bitcoin.
You know, there's really nothing seditious about me saying that I want Nuremberg trials for drug warriors. I mean, basically, you know, when I'm saying I think that people who are involved in the drug war right now should be tried and thrown in the stocks and raped and murdered in a cage. All I'm saying is they always say, hey, if you don't like the law, get involved and change the law. I would like the law to change to the point where that is commonplace and every day. I just want to be involved in the process of politics, man. It's democracy. It's America.
No, thank you.
Hmm.
You know, I'm
just covering my assets, Stavi.
I'm a member. I got inducted on this group on Facebook, and it's for like speed traps and roadblocks and all that on Facebeef. And most of the people are really cool. You know, my hometown, the local police force has done speed traps every week for the last month and a half. And for the most part, people are really cool about it. Like, hey, speed trap, watch out, you know. But there's a couple of people on there that just don't get it. They're like, hey, why did you add me to this group? You know, if you don't want to get detained and pulled over, don't speed and don't break the law.
Just obey.
Yeah, just obey. That's the thing.
Obey.
And I'm like, really? Really? You know, I mean.
Stop resisting.
We have a main drag that the cops camp out on, and they have this arbitrary speed limit set for like 25 miles an hour. And it's so ridiculous. Like, if you go up this at and I do because I know they're camping out there. And I go up at 25 miles an hour. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna grow old before I get to the end of this road. And you know, and seriously, if you go over 25 miles an hour, they'll nab you, and they'll fine you or whatever. You know,
just generate some revenue on you.
But there's a lot of people that they're just like, well, if you don't like it, you know, just go the speed limit and obey the law. And it's like, really? Really? Who are you hurting by going, oh, I don't know, 30 miles an hour up this road? It just astonishes
Time
me.
Time itself.
Well, that's the thing. They are robbing you of, you know, because they do it at about between 7:30 and 12 o'clock a 7:30 a.m. 12 p.m. So it's rush hour traffic, and people are trying to get to work. You know, and you're trying to get to work, so you're not late.
To earn the money to pay the fines you got last week.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, really?
Have you guys heard about this new thing, kind of like privatized prisons, but it's actually privatized bail collection or fine collection?
Yes.
Have you heard about this? This is mind-blowing, man.
That's ridiculous.
I saw a thing on John Oliver last week tonight. He did he's great. He does 20-minute funny segments about what's wrong with the government. He's almost libertarian, but not quite. But it's all solid, especially with police abuse stuff. There are these new organizations, companies that are being contracted by state police and local police to collect the fines. And the agencies do it without charging the municipality any money. They charge the recipient of the fine money. And there are tons of cases of people who are ultra poor working people who get a traffic ticket for $21 in Alabama. They can't pay it. It gets bumped up to this agency, this collection agency. And all of a sudden they owe $350 plus the $21 compounded every couple months. And any money they put in goes first to the agency. So they're not paying off the fine ever. And there's people losing their cars and their jobs and their kids and everything over this for tiny, tiny infractions.
Well, and it's not even for infractions, because I think I was talking to Derek one night about this on the show. I went down to Boston, and I went over a toll bridge. I don't know. And I got
Troll
a letter
bridge.
In the mail. Yeah. And I ignored it, you know, because, well, whatever. And I just got a notice in the mail the other day. The toll was $3, and I just got a bill I don't know, a couple of weeks ago for $53 because apparently I didn't pay them their service fee or whatever.
Do you get pulled over a lot? You look like a hippie. I would pull you over if I were a cop.
You know, it's funny because I do. I try not to, and I try to be really reasonable, but they just don't like me, man.
Yeah.
Worms.
And worms. I don't have, like, the bumper stickers on the car. Like, I have friends that have, like, the bad cop, no donut, and live free or die and all that. I don't have any. I have, like, a Nine Inch Nails and a How to Destroy Angels bumper sticker on my car, and that's it.
Yeah, I think the Nine Inch Nails is listed as a gang now by the Southern Poverty Law Center, though, or something.
Probably, man. But they don't like me, and they just pull me over any chance they get.
It sounds, yeah. If you don't know what it means, it sounds like you don't like Jesus. That's what I would think if I heard of Nine Inch Nails. And I think that is a reference to, like, crucifixion.
I think that's the point of the reference, yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I was recently contacted by the government, I have to admit. I got this letter in the mail.
I'm sorry.
And it was the whole letter's in all caps, so you know they're serious.
Wow. So like they're going for the whole sovereign citizen thing, right?
I don't know. It must mean there might be something to it because this is in all caps, and they're anyway. It says warrant unit.
Well, that means screaming in internet speak, right?
Right.
Yeah. So he's yelling at you.
Or stupid.
I'm going to read this headline sentence verbatim. Final notice before arrest. A warrant has been issued for your arrest. You have 72 hours to make. And that's the end of the headline.
That means go to the bathroom.
I don't know.
You have to make it out with the girl or what?
You have to dookie.
But then it says total due, $183.75. You have 72 hours to appear before the above-listed district court or you will be arrested. Call the court immediately. If arrested, you will be responsible for all fees incurred by this office. These fees can be in excess of $200 over and above the listed fees. Please be advised that it goes on and on and on. The offense for which you have been charged is a motor vehicle violation. Steps have already been taken to suspend your driving privileges.
Wow.
That just says it right there, man. Privileges.
Was this your first contact from them?
You have the privilege of driving.
Well, I
you better check your driving privileges, man.
Yeah.
Well, I had made a right turn. I'm accused of making a right on red where it's not allowed, even though it was middle of the night, completely.
Wait, isn't right on red legal?
Unless it says no turn
except
on red.
Except in New York.
So, but it's the kind of intersection where you should go right on red. Just get out of the way. When you can see clearly, you should go. So I think I instinctively did that and became a target for revenue generation.
Yeah.
Ew.
Same old square, man.
Worms. They're so square. They are so square, man.
They are.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to present the 3rd Annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It will be held at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan from August 7th through the 10th. There will be vending, discussions, presentations, all sorts of activities for children and adults, and bacon, lots of bacon. Round up your friends and family and get them registered today at miplc.org. That's miplc.org. Dogs welcome. Longer leashes recommended.
No, but you are free.
Stop resisting.
Right. Stop resisting what?
Stop resisting.
What?
The fiends.
No means no, Sangeeta.
The magic.
Okay.
Where are we at? Did we finish you up with Uber, or is there more?
Yeah, we were just going to mention that Uber wants their drivers defenseless. That's kind of weird. So if somebody's out there thinking, looking for a business idea, I think the market for Uber-like services needs another player. Looks like they're ready.
So the armed Ubers?
Yeah.
Uber-alles.
Yeah. There we go.
Uber-alles. California Uber-alles.
No. New Hampshire Uber-alles.
I think a well-armed transport service could have a market.
I do believe it could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're transporting something of value, like yourself.
Pot.
Right? Pot. Yeah.
What's that?
What's what?
Pot.
It's cooking. It's what they were trying to collect taxes on the other day. People cooking food in pots.
Well, it didn't work.
wonder if those guys are coming back.
Maybe to
I hope so. Oh, I so hope so. I'd love to run into them.
Should we call them and ask them to come back?
I would not.
They gave their names.
Kudos to Ian and all those guys, because I would not be as...
Call them home and wake them up.
Diplomatic.
I'd be like, hey, did you hear what people are saying about you guys? They say you're too chicken to come back to Porkfest.
We should demand that they appear before the Lancaster trials.
Yes.
Yes. The Lancaster.
Can we preside?
Preside?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Get drowned, right, man.
We'll get. We'll convene a panel of.
A penal panel?
Whatever. Yeah, right.
Well, but, you know, the great thing would be, like, if he's found guilty of being a revenue agent, we can figure out how he can start to make amends to his victims, right?
Oh, like, we can convene a panel.
I think he should cook my breakfast unlicensed.
Yeah, I think that would be a good start, but I think he probably needs to look back and get his files and see how many people he's robbed over his years and spend his remaining days trying to make them whole.
Yeah,
yeah. Work it off in the commissary.
Like a 12-step program.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I think what they're going to do is the government's going to find a way to, like,
on the pole at the big gay party.
I think the government's going to find a way to make people live multiple lifetimes, and then they can make you serve the multiple lifetime sentences they give you. And they'll just torture you. They'll just torture you for hundreds of lifetimes.
30 lifetimes back to back, and you just, like, they plug a matrix thing into your head.
And they just whip you. Yeah, for 700
years
or
something. Solitary confinement.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, they can bill the full price, but then you're done with your solitary, like, 150 years of solitary confinement in 5 minutes.
No, they really keep you alive.
It's been done.
No, it's my
lungs. Michael's per box.
Thing, per box. It's helping save my life.
Still sounds like a rattlesnake.
That's what Ben Stone said, yeah. I think it sounds like an angry cat, but yeah.
If that's a rattlesnake, it's a big one.
Yeah.
Well,
Michael is
when
a pretty big rattlesnake.
Hiss, when cats hiss, they're trying to imitate a snake, because that's what keeps other cats away.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yep. And, you know, cats only meow at humans. They don't meow at other cats.
That's not true.
They're just
true.
They're imitating a crying baby to get your
not
attention
true.
And make you do their bidding. It's true.
My cat absolutely meows at other cats, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
cat doesn't have other cats.
I'm with you on that one, Davy.
Yeah, he does. There are other stray cats.
Oh, that's when they're
outside.
Outside
their bedroom
no,
window.
But if they're living together in the same room, they don't meow to each other.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. Mine meow at like 5 in the morning when the sun comes up, like in sync, and then in random to get me up to feed them.
They have a soul of a rooster. Or
something. Oh, man, it's awful. It's awful.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, yeah. Just let me sleep for another hour, please.
Are they cat artists?
They are. Totally.
I met a sadomasochist in Manchester.
How'd that turn out?
This was a cat that, like, loved being spanked. It's the studio cat.
Oh, they all love it.
Rebel Love Show.
That is weird.
Because he's dead. He's probably never been fixed.
It was bizarre.
You're having sex with that cat. You know that, right? When you do that?
Yeah, that was what they said. They said that if you spanked it hard enough, you became one of its poly partners, and you just had to be aware of that.
Wow.
You know, it's so cute. It's so cute seeing those kids.
Can we start a podcast for that?
I got to say, it's so cute listening to those kids being newly minted poly. I'm like, I got over that in like 1978, man.
He was in a Mormon household.
No, I just, you know.
I mean, one of the wives.
I actually didn't get over it then. I was like, no. I mean, my wife and I were like sleeping with other girls the first year into our marriage. And I'm like, been there, done that. It's just cute seeing, like, every time I turn on their show, I turn them on today. They're at Porkfest. They're talking about how the whole world needs to be poly. They're like newly minted libertarians with that stuff. It's cute. It's charming. It's, yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Never say you're tired. Never say you're tired on the radio.
Man, what? I'm not tired. What are you talking about?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. What is this big old party here, man? We're all having fun. So
I sleep.
We just got a note from our resident Star Trek expert, Davi.
What?
Davi and I are like the resident Star Trek
seriously.
Experts.
Well, you guys tired then, because you missed this. The note from Nathan the Ninja Squirrel, our one listener, who's in Texas, said Star Trek did
Deep Space Nine.
Best series
Deep Space
ever.
Nine.
I
episode
said
called Hard Time.
Check
the record. The episode Hard
that.
Time.
No, we moved on because there's more interesting things going on.
We did say it's been done.
But,
I don't know if we had to.
But
be
they
more
do.
Specific.
They do give somebody 20 years in prison in a matter of minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And he said like that nice engineer guy.
And I said that.
Yeah. O'Brien.
All right. Never mind. So Nathan, you hear that? go spank yourself. Go spank yourself like a polycat, a polydactyl cat.
I think Uber drivers should go to hiddenholster.com.
I think so, too.
Did you guys hear the ad just now in the,
that
during
was
the commercial
cool.
for Hidden Holster?
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, this is for the Uber drivers.
Yep.
Yeah, and the passengers.
And the passengers.
Because if he sees your gun, he might have to pull away. Who knows?
Uberholster.com. Somebody needs to do it right now. It's going to be a competing Uber service.
I was thinking about Uber Hearse. Like, could there be like a call for, like, if you had a fleet of hearses available to transport?
Yeah, but why would you need to carry guns then?
You know, Davi just dropped dead. Call Uber Hearse so they can drive from somewhere. What is that for?
Well, you can transport anything, and it's kind of like a big station wagon.
Well, a hearse
but
usually transports
also,
a very specific thing.
Usually, but it could also be used for any kind of cargo. I think it's very sturdy.
Yes.
I think it's sometimes it's got a classy like Cadillac look to it.
Yeah, sure.
You know? But with like a really tall thing, you know, who knows what, you know, you put a refrigerator back there. I mean, I don't know. Uber Hearse.
Let's
float it out there as an idea and see if somebody would, maybe you'd want to call that to go party hopping it, you know.
Oh,
a stretch hearse.
A stretch hearse.
A stretch hearse. That works.
For that what? Works. Mass burials?
There's a market opportunity for any tragedy. Yes.
Yeah. Stretch hearse.
Yeah, Uber hearse. I don't know. But I think Lyft, we shouldn't ignore Lyft because I think Lyft had already done this stupid idea of disarming their passengers and drivers.
Well, they're already
and how
driving,
did that work out?
You know, they're already driving a vehicle, and vehicles kill way more people than firearms. So, I mean, they're sort of focusing on the wrong service.
Yeah, if we just banned cars, things would be a lot safer.
Yeah, Uber should put out a statement saying they want their Uber drivers to operate without a vehicle.
What
for
about
safety.
Rickshaws?
For safety. What about rickshaws?
That's a vehicle. I'm sure people have died in rickshaw pileups.
There is a like secondhand store right down the road from my house, and they have an actual like really nice rickshaw. They want like $800 for it. I was like, oh man,
summer job opportunity.
If I was in better shape, man,
but you would be.
You would
be.
totally.
I mean, other people are paying for gym memberships.
Yeah,
the rickshaw guy, he's like making money.
Yep.
You should do
making
that.
Money to get fit.
Oh, I want to see you do that in San Francisco. Doc.
People, there's rickshaws in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Take me up that hill.
No way.
No. No. Wrong.
You better tip good, right? Like, what's that windy street that goes straight up, like zigzags back and forth?
I take that back. For a mere $1,000, I will run you up a hill.
Is that it?
That's yeah.
All right. Sounds reasonable.
Well, you know, that could be like an elite tourist attraction. Oh, well, what are you going to do in San Francisco? Well, you know, we're going to go to the waterfront. We're going to do this, and then we're going to have Davi take us up that windy road in a rickshaw.
Yeah.
Well, that could be kind of a status symbol,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not a rate. It's an honorarium.
Yes.
It's kind of like that iPhone app that came out when the iPhone came out that just said, like, I'm rich and it cost $1,000.
Some people bought it.
Yeah, some people actually bought it. Yeah, all it was is like a red light and it just came on and it did nothing but show that you.
It was like a screensaver that had little dancing money signs or something.
I surprisingly, I didn't buy it, so I don't know for sure.
I think the market was at fault for that one.
Well, I think it's genius. Some people just need to spend money on stuff to prove they could spend money on stuff. And why wouldn't you want to be the guy that gets the money from that guy that just wants to spend money to show that he has money?
Sure,
to spend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that just sounds like a market, you know, redistribution of wealth. I mean, it's all voluntary, right? So The fool can be parted with his money. If you want to find, if that's true, then you want to find a rich fool, right?
Lots of rich fools.
Well, you know, it seems foolish to us, but maybe for the people that bought it, that was, they've been just waiting for this killer app. They're like, yeah, I'd like a phone.
Their whole life up.
But how are people going to know that I burn money on useless crap?
That's how they pick up chicks, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
I got the app. Look what I wasted money on.
Yeah.
And you just bought that purse.
And that boob job.
So,
purses, man. You ever look at how expensive purses are?
They're ridiculous.
Like Coach bags and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, why don't you just cut up a pair of jeans and sew it together and make like a denim? I don't know. Like,
How do you know this?
Because I hang out with women, and like every outlet store in the world has overly priced purses.
And you're like pricing them, going, you do a lot of window shopping?
I'm married. Yes.
So am I, but somehow I'm not window shopping purses. I don't know.
We must be married to different people. Like,
evidently.
News at 11.
Oh, well, how much is a purse?
Too much.
Why don't girls have pockets? Like, pockets are pretty cool.
Now, what happened to the fanny packs?
They just were goofy.
I think it was okay for fanny packs to go.
I don't know, man. I know that was 80s, but it worked.
You guys know James Ray, who invented the sunglasses hat?
No.
It's a hat with a pocket. And you don't have to put sunglasses in it. Like, you could put your money in it, and it's like a pocket on your hat. Like,
I've lost way more hats than wallets.
Yeah.
But you'd probably hold on to this one.
The hats.
You'd probably hold on to this one. Mm. And maybe it's just your sunglasses.
I suppose if your wallet's in it, you might hold on to it a little bit more.
We're looking at this the wrong way. What does it take to like charge way too much for a stupid product?
Well, how much are those new Apple Watches going for?
Too much?
No, that's too complicated. I just want to like take an existing product and like put an expensive logo on it and have people value that logo so much they'll pay
like a Gucci chunk of wood.
Yeah, right.
Like, here's a chunk of wood.
We can do that.
I think Bipcot will do that. Bipcot is going to be like
lots of chunks of wood.
Like, Bitcoin is only one part of like creating the decentralized economy. You know, it's basically just being used for everything that people are already buying already. It needs to be combined with Bipcot as a designer logo that makes everything more valuable, even things with very little value like chunks of wood. Like, man, people wear that chunk of wood just around their neck like it's a gold cross or something, if it's Bipcot licensed.
Maybe I'll come out with like a shiny badge that's like, all the other shiny badges are $5, but this one, this design, is $500.
$9,000.
Make it the Bipcot. Hey, no, make it like four times as much, and just make it the Bipcot license inspector badge.
Yeah, so only the idiot libertarians who are soon parted with their money would ever buy this.
I'll take one.
Don't make a whole lot of them, but
just make like five.
I'll number them individually. I've done that already.
One, three. Yeah.
Limited run.
How about like an authentic gold color?
What?
Gold color or gold?
Yeah, but it's not gold.
Gold color. Like, right, no, real gold color.
They're all brass.
That's all brass.
They're gold colored.
It's close, but for $9,000, can I get it to look a little more like gold?
Just polish it up.
No way, man. I'm not putting any value into the production of the thing. This is an artificial scarcity, Gavi, not a quality.
Right. Okay.
But you know, there's only two elemental metals that are not silver colored.
Black metal and death metal?
No, yes. Gold and copper.
Yes.
So gold and copper, man.
Gold and
everything
copper.
Everything else looks like silver or lead, you know?
Yeah. What about brass? Brass is not an element.
I think
you have a point.
Copper makes it red.
My depleted uranium has like a greenish look to it. It's like a...
Yeah.
You're a drone, man.
Slap a Bipcot license on it and sell it for lots of money.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm going to check my plutonium reserve and see what color that is. Hold on.
Check your plutonium
privilege.
The US
dollar is on a depleted uranium standard now.
It is. I think it's on a depleted money standard now.
It's on depleted values.
Depleted. The depleted American reserve. Money, it's backed by depleted value. It's legitimate.
Right, and if that fails, there's the full faith and credit of the depleted uranium.
Exactly.
You know, Federal Reserve notes are backed by value from the 1960s. It's already been used.
If only we could go back in time and claim that value.
Let's work on that. And
have 200 years of history in 10 minutes.
Yeah, if you can punish somebody by injecting like 5 life sentences into their head in 5 minutes, could you go the other way? Could you rewrite the last whatever? But give them 5
lives. Oh, like when someone's falsely imprisoned or
yeah.
Or when we take them out of prison.
No, or you could buy like celebrity lives. So like,
yeah,
like
designer
you
know, lives.
Like you could live the life of Bill Gates in 5 minutes. Like,
I think that's a few sci-fi movies already, isn't it?
I wonder if we could ever like produce an industry of low quality simulation lives that just have a brand on them that makes them expensive.
The Pipcot life.
Yeah. You know, before the Star Trek fans call in again, Captain Picard did live someone else's life.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Yeah.
With the flute or whatever.
Yeah, he actually lived a whole life, had grandchildren, yep. Like lived an entire life, and then was like, what? Whoa.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
That was the movie, right?
No. Star Trek The Next Generation. They find some probe, and they're like, the probe like shocks the captain, and then suddenly the captain is like living on a farm with a family on a planet and like lives out this whole life. He becomes an old man and learns to play the flute and the whole thing. And then when the man in the dream dies, Picard wakes up and the whole point of the probe was to transmit the memories of a dead planet.
Oh, nice.
And that's how Captain Picard learned to play the flute. And he plays the flute from then on in a number of episodes, including like Troy's wedding, I think.
Yeah.
If Troy was on the screen, I would have changed channels. So
really, yeah. Not a Troy fan.
Deep Space Nine, man.
Deep Space Nine,
best one.
Troy wasn't on Deep Space Nine.
No, but that was the best series.
I'm a classic.
That was
Trek.
Like
classic.
That was when the Ferengi got real.
Yeah, and if you're talking about libertarian and anarchist philosophy,
yeah, because there's a market.
Yeah,
the Promenade, right?
I think Deep Space Nine fits it the best.
Yeah, because of the Ferengi. Yeah, just because
And the Resistance, and you know, there's a whole bunch of aspects that fit it.
Harry Mudd was the first. The first like free market.
Yeah, he got pulled over for not having the permit.
Right. Like, gosh, Captain Kirk. Jeez. But yeah, Captain Kirk was definitely authoritarian. You know, but you know, I think
he's much better in Boston Legal now.
Interesting.
Worms.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
It's the redemption in the third act of the Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
Yeah.
Worms in the third act?
Yeah, what you got there, brother man?
Porkfest, man. Free market.
Tell us what it's
hippies
like.
Hippies running around.
Revenue agents running away.
Dogs
running away. Shame.
Together.
Cats making love to dogs, man.
Wow, that sounds like the final days to me.
Yep. Yeah. It's Armageddon, baby.
If good the world times. Ends, it will end at Porkfest.
Hey, I'm stoked because I've gotten to actually meet certain fiends that I've never met before, like Chandler and Randy, and get to see so many of my favorite fiends are here. I think like half the people at Porkfest are
fiends.
Michael Dean's weird friends.
Well, yeah. Eventually, the plan is everybody on Earth is going to be a fiend. And then when you're not on the air, you're going to be the audience. And that's how we're going to bring world peace, with me at the helm of it, with me directing it and controlling it.
It seems
of course.
Have you noticed every Porkfest we seem to like ordain one audience member with a wrestling name? Like last year it was the
Central
Silver Scrutinizer, and this year it was the Anonymous Jew.
Oh, so also, no, there were two. Like a, there was Will Coley.
That one.
Will Coley is the.
I don't know if he's consented to Billy, that one yet.
You don't consent to nicknames.
Sure, you do. It's not a nickname; it's a wrestling name.
All right.
It's a stage name.
Yeah. Is the Wandering Jew there?
Yeah. The anonymous
Wait, Will
Jew
Coley's
is not here.
There? Is Will there?
Yeah, Will's here.
Okay, I want Will to get on for the last 2 minutes and tell us what he thinks about his Southern rebel flag being outlawed overnight in America.
Hey, that's not his flag.
He might not even know.
Let's find out.
Get him up
you know
there.
About this, right? That like this whatever shooting was blamed on this kid's flag because there was nothing better to blame it on.
I didn't realize that he actually had a...
He may not have.
Yeah.
I blame his haircut, man.
Facts are irrelevant to the narrative.
I saw was he had a flag from Rhodesia and South Africa that he was sporting, not a rebel flag. Yeah.
We should ban those flags.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Rhodesia's already dissolved.
All flags, yeah, right?
Never,
like,
yeah.
Hey, did you see the Clinton Gore?
Flag worshippers worship the same God?
Yeah, it's the many-faced flag god.
Yeah.
But it's all one deity, but it comes in many colors and shapes.
It has many arms.
So Hinduism and statism must have a lot in common.
I don't know about that.
Well, there's a fun Clinton campaign button, I guess, or something from 92 Clinton Gore that is a Confederate flag.
Yeah.
So
are you sure you've seen this on Facebook?
Well, yeah. So I remember when they outlawed it at my school.
Yeah.
Like, there were actually protests. Two different high schools that I went to, both of them outlawed the flag while I was there, and no one was really particularly offended about it. It was actually white kids that were. You know,
it's always white kids that are offended.
They were offended. Yeah.
Nobody else.
Always like, people.
The black kids, they get to feel good about themselves.
They weren't even a part of that like crowd, so they didn't even, you know, like, those are the rednecks, and the black kids just didn't hang out with them, so they didn't really care.
The rednecks had friends.
Say war, you know. But like, we had a kid when they did it at the school that I lived in Florida. They got expelled because they went up the antenna for the high school for their like. To the high school TV show and hung a rebel flag from the top of the antenna, and they both got expelled from school for.
So, Will, do you know that, like, the rebel flag.
A scrap of fabric up.
The rebel flag basically got
good for them.
Banned in America today? Like,
in
like
America?
All of a sudden, like, yeah, you can't sell anything with that on Amazon or eBay or Etsy. Like, basically, all these companies...
The dollar store at my house has Confederate flag do-rags, and that's California. So,
not anymore.
I mean, like, go to the flea market. Oh, you can't find it on Etsy?
Well,
go to the flea market. You find rebel flag everything.
Well, people were also hoarding them because they knew they were going to get banned.
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to start wearing them again. I know I haven't got...
fill a bunker full of them. Like, what do you have?
That, like, Muslim rebel flag t-shirt. That
maybe I'll make myself, like a jacket or something, like with patches. Or something of like all the offensive flags, you know, because there's
Nazism,
lots of offensive. Every flag's offensive to somebody, right?
ISIS.
Like you put the Palestine flag, you put the Israel flag, you put
it
the rebel
be a takeoff
flag, you put
the
Nazi flag,
you put them next
you
to
put
each
the,
other.
Yeah, of course.
It should be a takeoff on the coexist bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Although that already has
great.
That already has Israel. So.
And then just tell us how many people randomly come up and smack you in the back of the head when you wear that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right.
Everybody hates you.
It's like somebody screams out his car window, "Hey, F you!" And I'll be like, "For which flag?"
Could you be more specific?
Yes, could you be more specific? That's funny. Great show,
I think
guys.
Flag should be the new F word. Hey, flag you, buddy.
Hey,
and you will flag your mother flagger.
You go to a bar, you get flagged when you're too wasted.
Right. For sure.
Let's flag you, man. Hey, is Will okay with the Billy Wampus?
No, I hate that name.
Okay, never mind.
Mostly because of the first half of it. I love the Wampus, but I hate the Billy part.
Well, this has been the Freedom Fiends Porkfest 3.0, and I think it is about time for me to turn in, because I'm tired.
Yep. Flag you, man.
What's that?
Worms.